here, and it's just about that time of the morning. We're joined by David Hong for another rendition of good news, you know, something to put a smile on our dials to get you rolling out of bed in the right direction, especially apt, you know, 7:15, pop the kettle on and enjoy this much. David, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Thank you very much for rolling out of bed nice and early yourself and joining us. How have you been very quickly, mate?
I've been very good, maybe because I'm going to deliver some good news.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm talking about, David. Thank you very much. So we've got a couple of pieces here. Do we want to get into it real quick?
Yeah, let's get into it. So the very first story is about a magazine. So 11-year-old girl Abby sold more than 270 copies of her own magazine called Her Way.
Oh, I love that. That's how old did you say?
She's 11.
Jeez, that's impressive. I know, I used to just, like, scribble together comic books or whatever, and then you staple them. But anyway, go on. I want to hear more.
Yeah. She was reading a regular magazine and she couldn't find any mentions of her female sporting heroes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she wanted to make this magazine specifically for women athletes. And I think that's so, you know, she's so smart.
Yeah, that's
really
awesome.
Smart.
I think it's great as well. I think maybe the last 5 years or so, we've seen a bit of a shift. Like, there's like the Aussie Rules League, AFLW, Australian, like, women's cricket was kind of around and stuff, and obviously they played test matches here and there, but predominantly limited overs cricket and stuff. But now it's got genuine profile, you know, the Women's World Cup last year in the soccer, that was a big deal. Everyone really got behind Australia there and stuff, so it's great. It can only be a positive thing. And then to create a mag at 11 years old, well, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
She's so smart. I wish I was that smart when I was 11.
Yeah, absolutely. What's our next piece of good news?
So, next piece of good news is about turtles. So, turtle numbers are actually growing. They've actually doubled over the past two nesting seasons.
That's fantastic
in
news.
In central Queensland. Yeah. And it's all thanks to Rocky, an English Springer Spaniel.
Oh, a dog. So, how on earth has a dog affected the life of turtles or the population growth of turtles? Tell me more.
Yeah, so... Rocky, it actually attracts fox dens with Mr. Tom Garrett, the owner, and they're hired by local governments and national parks to control predators.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But what are the land-based predators that are affecting turtles? Because I would have to think...
Foxes, rabbits,
I get that. I guess, is it like, you know when you watch David Attenborough and the turtles get born and then they've got to make like 3 kilometres or something to the water? That's when the foxes get involved.
Lately we've seen a high proportion of Australia, right?
Cool. That's fantastic news. And then just very quickly as you can, David, what's our third piece of good news?
Our third piece of good news is about Kay Neal. She's 74 years old, but she found a very old letter by her father mounted inside a picture frame.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which made me thought, like, you know, it's so sweet. Like, if you were to do that, if you were to leave someone that you really loved a letter for the future, what would you like to put in? You
know? Sorry to interrupt. I heard about this, David. Sorry to go off, but it's so the woman herself, she's in her 70s or whatever, and her dad left it behind this picture frame when she was just a little girl. That's right.
Yeah, when she was 3 years old.
That's awesome. That's such a good news. I don't know. If someone was going to leave something behind for me, cold hard cash, I guess, is the obvious answer. That's lovely stuff. We're going to have to leave it there this morning, David, but thank you so much for joining us. Good news.
Thank you.
It's put me in a good mood, I should say, and I hope it's done the same for everyone else. I'll speak to you a little bit later on.
See you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.